some of the places and personalities of the Matizin have marked the history as well as artistic and cultural life of our country. Inaugurated in 1932, not far from the railway line, is the Route Napoléon, a mythical road for all lovers of the Napoleonic era. From Caen to Grenoble, passing through La Mure and La Fraye, is the road that the Emperor took on his return from Elba Island in 1815. A magnificent equestrian bronze stands at the Prairie de la Rencontre, the meadow of encounters, where the hero of Austerlitz faced the royalist troop that had come to stop him. Overtaking his followers, Napoleon presented himself to the king's soldiers unarmed. They found the right words, and the troops rallied to him. A plaque to La Fraye recalls the emperor's precise words. In the 20th century, the famous composer Olivier Messiaen liked to spend summers on the other side of the lake. Loyal to his adopted region, he never missed a season. He particularly appreciated the Lake of La Fraye, which he described as spreading its bluest of blue tablecloths, peacock blue, azure, sapphire. Passionate about nature and ornithology, Olivier Messiaen was particularly inspired by bird singing to create compositions imbued with spirituality. The spirit rises with the mountain. If you're interested in religious history, go to the sanctuary of Notre-Dame de la Salette. This basilica is located at an altitude of 1,800 meters in the mountain meadows. Like Lourdes and the Mont Saint-Michel, it is a popular place of pilgrimage in France. Its neo-Romanesque basilica attracts many pilgrims. Its breathtaking view of the regional mountainside remains a good reason to go there. Don't hesitate to discover the historical, artistic, and cultural heritage of the region. Each path has a story to tell you.